This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, and I'm so excited to have, I guess I could call you a veteran, Cheryl, a veteran of the Ingles Information Aisle back on the show. It's Cheryl Forberg, and she's a chef, and she's a nutrition advisor for NBC's The Biggest Loser, and she has been on the show. I think, Cheryl, is this your third time, I want to say?
I think it is.
I think the very first time we talked about NBC's The Biggest Loser, and then I think the second time was with your quinoa cookbook, right?
Oh, yes.
Cooking with quinoa for dummies, because then right shortly after that, you were at our gluten-free expo in Asheville, and now you're on the show again because you have another book. So tell everybody the name of the book.
It's called A Small Guide to Losing Big.
Okay.
From the nutritionist for NBC's The Biggest Loser.
There you go. A Small Guide to Losing Big. So, Cheryl, if people don't know who you are, let's kind of give a little bit of a elevator speech about who's Cheryl Forberg and why should we think about buying her book about weight loss.
Okay, sure. Well, I am a professional chef who started to focus on cooking healthier food. So I went back to school and got my registered dietitian credential at Berkeley. And about 10 years ago, I was introduced to a physician in Los Angeles who was working on a pilot for the first weight loss reality show called The Biggest Loser. And that was 10 years ago in February, and we're just getting ready to start filming the 17th season.
My goodness.
So I've been with the show since the beginning. I co-wrote The Eating Plan, and my new book is basically everything I have been teaching the contestants for 10 years, along with the contestants and my private clients, on how to lose weight in a healthy way. Along with 2 weeks of menus and 25 recipes. But the one other thing I want to add to that is that this book is not only for people that need to lose weight. It's really how the whole family should eat. It's to a really nutritious way to have delicious food that also promotes healthy blood sugar and a strong immune system and all of those good things.
And a lot of times people, when they first meet you, do they say, gosh, you're with NBC's Biggest Loser. I don't think I've ever seen you on TV. Can you explain a little bit about what your role is on NBC's The Biggest Loser?
Sure. I have a very important role with every contestant. I work with them all. I meet with them before the cast is selected and have a nutrition consult. To talk about their weight loss and weight gain histories and what diets they've tried and all. Do they have a support system at home? All of those things. And then when the cast is selected each season, I meet with the cast. I give them their individually tailored calorie budget. I introduce them to the eating plan, show them as much as I can about cooking, how to grocery shop, and all of those things. Because for anybody, as anyone who's watched the show knows, somebody gets eliminated every week, starting at the second week of the show. So I want to give everybody as many tools as they can from the beginning.
And you know, even when these people leave the show or previous contestants in previous years, you still maintain contact with some of these folks, right? So you're continuing to kind of maybe help them out through the years?
Yes, that's true. Since the show's inception, of course, we really didn't know what was going to happen and how many people would watch. So we went ahead the first season and gave most of the medical team, we gave all the contestants our cell phone numbers. And my number hasn't changed, and everybody still has my number. So I do hear from everybody now and then. It's hard to keep track now because I think we've probably, I'm guesstimating about, we've probably had over 300 contestants on the show at this point.
So do some of them call you on a regular basis?
Pardon me?
Do some of them call you on a regular basis? I mean, do you hear from to most of them or?
No, I wouldn't say most. I would say a small number of people still call me regularly. I send them emails now and then. But sometimes people call me when they visit Napa. A couple weeks ago, where I live, a couple weeks ago, I was at a Biggest Loser Run Walk event in the Chicago area, and one of the contestants heard I was there, and he drove to my hotel to say hi.
Aww.
And so it's really, really fun. It's fun to stay in touch with them because we've been through a lot together.
Sure, sure. So, again, the book that you've written is called A Small Guide to Losing Big. Now, I know you've been a part of other books in the past. Besides the Quinoa Cooking for Dummies, what other books have you also been a part of?
Well, I wrote a couple of anti-aging books. My first book was called Stop the Clock Cooking, and then Stop the Clock Cooking, Defy Aging, Eat the Foods You Love. And I did another anti-aging cookbook called Positively Ageless, the 28-day plan for a younger, sexier, healthier you.
Okay.
I did the recipes for the Mayo Clinic cookbook, which won a James Spirit Award.
Uh-huh.
One of my proudest accomplishments.
Yeah,
and then I've either written or contributed to all the books in the Biggest Loser book series, which I don't know, there must be at least 10 of those books.
Oh my goodness, right.
At least.
And so
I've been busy.
So this, how long did it take you to write A Small Guide to Losing Big? Was that a multi-year work or were you able to knock it out in less than a year?
I was able to knock that out in much less than a year, in part because this book has been in my head and I've been wanting to
sure.
write it for such a long time. And the other really big part was that I had a wonderful writer, Sandy McCready, helped me to write that so we could get it published in an expedient fashion.
So we want to make sure we drive people to your website, which is CherylForberg.com. We're talking with Cheryl Forberg. She's a chef and nutrition advisor for NBC's The Biggest Loser. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Hour. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, talking with Cheryl Forberg. She is also a dietitian, but she's the chef and nutrition advisor on NBC's The Biggest Loser. And we're talking about Cheryl's new book, which is A Small Guide to Losing Big. And Cheryl, I see on your website, which is CherylForberg.com, that people, you can actually buy the book through the website, right?
Yes.
And it's $12.99, and can they buy it anywhere else, like on Amazon and things like that?
Yes, they can buy it. Right now, it's only on Amazon and on my website.
Okay, great. So what makes your book the book to buy rather than, you know, there's so many books out there, you know, Wheat Belly, Grain Brain, Paleo, I'm not asking you to put down any particular book or author, but why do you feel like your book is an important, important one for people who are trying to lose weight?
Well, I think first of all, for anyone that's watched the show and, my book is the plan that everybody on the show is following. And if you've watched the show, you know that it works. So, that's the first thing, because it really hasn't changed the eating plan. The amount of the ratio of protein, carbohydrate, fat, and the serving sizes, all of those things, nothing has changed since the beginning, and it really does work. The other thing is that it's not a diet. Diets are temporary. This is a lifestyle change, and it's not just for weight loss. It's It also promotes healthy blood sugar, a strong immune system. This is the way the whole family should eat. The only difference is if you're trying to lose weight, you're going to have a smaller portion size. But it's very comprehensive. It's all whole foods. There's nothing processed. There really isn't much that you're missing out on here at all. There's, you know, grains and protein and dairy, if you like that. Just about everything is included, except for, you know, processed foods and artificial sweeteners and flavorings.
So I think one of the things that really struck me when I was paging through the book is, as I was saying when we were on break, that even though on the cover of the book there's a scale, you put a lot of emphasis on what you call biomarkers. Can you explain to everybody what those are and why those are important?
Oh, sure. Yes, I think it's really important when you're undergoing a lifestyle change to have some baseline measurements so you can track your progress, not only on the scale, but also in measurements, maybe your waistline or your hips, which it's good to have those numbers to look at. If the scale didn't move as much as you wanted to 1 week, at least you can see that your clothes are fitting differently or your measurements have changed. But the other really important thing is taking a baseline of some of your blood tests, for example, your glucose level, maybe your blood pressure, your cholesterol, anything that's been problematic for you is something that you really want to measure ahead of time so you can see the progress you make going forward.
And, you know, Cheryl, I'm sure a lot of the, do you call them contestants? Is that what you call them on the show? Is that how you?
Yes, contestants or cast members.
When they first come to you for the show, I'm sure a lot of them have been through and tried a number of diets unsuccessfully, right?
Yes, I've heard of just about everything, I think.
When your program here that you're doing in the Small Guide to Losing Big, it's really not that. You know, cut out everything, don't eat every, you know, the messages that I saw were really not those kinds of messages. It was really more about the kind of the quality of the food you're eating and the moderation. So when people come to you and say, well, why can't I just cut out, you know, and fill in the blank, you know, wheat, gluten, sugar, fat, how do you respond to that? Like, what do you say about that?
Well, I think, you know, in terms of gluten, I actually just posted a blog about that called Gluten Free, Not For Me. I think some people really have a physical
celiac disease, right?
Gluten, yeah, and other people don't, but they feel that cutting it out of their diet makes them feel better or helps them lose weight. I think, you know, it's very, very subjective. But I like to be very open in terms of the list of ingredients that people can have. And, you know, if they choose to not have something, whether it's wheat or beef, I give you different options in the book instead of eliminating things completely, I'll offer substitutions. But I think it's really important that people feel that they can eat their favorite foods, because if you're very, very restrictive, it's not sustainable. And people usually wind up falling off the wagon and eating way too much of whatever it is that they've been trying to eliminate.
Well, and I think it kind of comes back to your point that this isn't a diet. This is a lifestyle that you're trying to get people to be more aware of the, you know, the quality of the food they're eating and the portion size. I want to make sure we mention that you have the recipes in the back looked great. I saw one for, I think it was a cherry granola that looked really scrumptious. And then there was a pork loin recipe that I kind of already like marked so that I need to try that. Is there one of those recipes that's your personal favorite?
Well, one of the recipes that we've been serving at my book signings is for the confetti quinoa with pistachios and currants. That's a really, really delicious whole grain salad that's easy to make. And I haven't met anyone yet that doesn't like that.
That sounds great.
And if I could just slip in one remark, the pistachios brings to mind that so many different eating plans try to cut out the fat. A lot of people are stuck in this fat phobic. I call it the snack well paradox.
Right.
They think that they have to cut out all fat in order to lose weight. And while gram for gram, fat does have twice as many calories as carbohydrates and protein, one of the benefits of that is that it's very, very filling. So it's important to have a little bit of good fat with every meal and every snack, whether it's pistachios, avocado, olive oil, any other kind of, pumpkin seeds. I think it's really, really important, not only because it helps you to feel full, but it also helps to regulate your blood sugar. And cooking things in a little bit of oil helps your seasonings and herbs to taste more robust, because many herbs and seasonings are fat soluble. And if you cook them with a little bit of oil, they're much more flavorful.
Stay tuned. We're talking with Cheryl Forberg about her book, A Small Guide to Losing Big. You're listening to the Ingles Information Hour. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, talking today with Cheryl Forberg. Cheryl, like me, is a registered dietitian, but she is like a superstar dietitian. She's a chef. You are, Cheryl. She's a chef. She's a nutrition advisor on NBC's The Biggest Loser. She's an author, and she's just an all-around very sweet, lovely woman to get to know. And it's such an honor to have her on the show again and talking this time about her book, A Small Guide to Losing Big. And I am so thrilled because as I was paging through the book, boom, I see my name, because I'm quoted in the book, and it's about one of my favorite pet peeves, which is saying, people who say, oh, shop the perimeter for healthy food, because in Cheryl's book, and what I also say is there are many great options in the middle of the store. You just need to know what to look for and read labels. And, Cheryl, you were talking about one of your dishes that you serve on the book tour. Tell everybody what that was again, the dish that you like to serve.
Oh, it's called confetti quinoa with pistachios and currants.
So
it's very, very easy, very fresh, and I have so far not met anyone that didn't really love this salad.
It's probably great because it's that combination of a very, I think the word is like toothsome, where it's a little savory, a little sweet, it's a little crunchy, and it's probably
exactly
really filling too. Quinoa is a great source of protein. So you've got the protein from the quinoa and plus the fiber from the quinoa and the nuts and the dried currants. And then you've got a little bit of crunch from the pistachios, a little bit of sweetness from the currants. It sounds like a win-win to me. And a lot of those ingredients are in the middle of the store, right?
Yes, indeed.
And
absolutely is.
And the other thing was really nice, and thank you for giving us Ingles Markets the shout out. I noticed in the back of the book, there is our website for people who want more direction for items that are gluten free. You gave us a shout out, which was very gracious of you. Thanks for that as well. We were talking about in the last segment was some of Cheryl's recipes, and how many recipes are in this this book that you've written?
This book has 2 weeks of menus and 25 recipes.
Oh, boy. And you said that your favorite one was, one of the ones was the one we just described with the quinoa. And I noticed the cherry granola and the pork. Is there another one that a lot of the contestants on Biggest Loser, have they tried, or one that has been a real favorite for those folks?
Yes. There are several. There is a curry chicken salad that is so delicious. We make that at home probably once a week. There's a fire roasted chili recipe, and chili, the last few seasons, they've been making making this right after the weigh-in every week. They love to have this chili recipe. Mm. And then I also did a chocolate pudding where I used, there's a new product out now, the light coconut milk that has, uh-huh. I think it's 40 calories in a cup. Are you familiar with that?
I've seen products
so
like that.
I think.
Yes.
Can I say
yes.
a brand? I
yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so delicious brand, and it's really, really delicious. I call the recipe chocolate silk because it's so creamy.
Now, when you're, for the contestants on the show, do you actually help them, teach them cooking skills as well, or help them actually
yes.
work?
Oh, okay. Yes, absolutely, because some of them come from a home where nobody cooks, and they've either been buying all processed or frozen foods or all takeout.
Right.
So it's really important to try to share as many skills as I can. And one of my favorite things is I do a demo where I'll try to cook maybe 8 or 9 vegetables in a half an hour.
Wow.
Just to show them how many different flavors and textures you can add to dishes or, whether or not you want to eat the vegetables alone. But just cooking an onion in a little bit longer and caramelizing it so you get another layer of flavor. How easy it is to roast a pepper. And a surprising number of people haven't cooked or eaten an artichoke. So that's something that I demonstrate every season.
What's your favorite way to make artichokes? What's an easy way to make do something with artichokes?
Oh, I usually steam it with a little bit of lemon water, and then one of my favorite things to do is I take out the choke, and I actually fill it with the curry chicken salad.
Oh, okay.
It's a whole meal, and it's
yeah.
delicious.
Wow. And of course, I think what's also nice is most of the recipes that I took a look at anyway, most of the foods that you're suggesting the ingredients are things that people could buy in just a typical supermarket. They're not having to make a special trip to a gourmet store or even a farmer's market to find items. They should be able to find most of those ingredients in their neighborhood supermarket, right?
Yes. And part of the reason for that is that so many of our contestants live in remote areas.
Sure.
And they don't have a health food store, and they either have really mainstream stores and with pretty basic ingredients. And the other thing, that's the primary reason. I just want it to be accessible and affordable.
Sure.
And the other thing is every time since my first book, I always use my mother as a tether. She, too, lives in a small town, and if my mother can't find the ingredient, I don't use it in my book.
Well, and I think that's important, too, because if you had these recipes or these suggestions that, people read through it and they think to themselves, well, I don't have any way of buying that or I can't afford that, then it gives them it either becomes a speed bump or a roadblock to their success in trying to stick with something if they feel that it's unattainable, right?
Exactly. And, affordability is really,
sure.
really important. I actually really wanted, I intended for this book to cost $10 because the people who need me the most can't afford to see me privately. And I wanted the book to be really affordable, but it wound up costing a little more to print than I thought. So I had to charge $12.99. But the other thing in terms of budget is that a lot of my contestants go home and they can't afford to buy fresh vegetables year round. So I tell them frozen, if you
frozen.
Can't buy,
yep.
Of course, it's a no brainer to say that organic is better, but a lot of people can't afford that. And if you can't afford fresh, then frozen is fine. They're processed very quickly with minimal nutrient loss.
Right. I want to mention again to look for Cheryl's book on our website, CherylForberg.com. Her book is A Small Guide to Losing Big. Cheryl, thanks so much for joining us on the Ingles Information Aisle.
Thanks for having me, Leah.